This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. Last week in this report, I hinted at a possible haunted house. And while Halloween is still 3 months away, I can tell you that the house is indeed haunted. I'm talking about the House of Representatives, haunted by a ghost, the ghost of serial child molester Jeffrey Epstein. This week, the ghost of Epstein appeared in the Rules Committee of the House, where important legislation has to first pass in order to make it to the floor for an up or down vote. That committee, and let me be clear, it's made up of members hand-selected by the Speaker of the House, became paralyzed over the potential release of the Epstein files and a serious Democrat effort to force their exposure. Make no mistake about it, the ghost of Epstein has not only paralyzed the House, it has divided the Republican conference. Though Epstein has been dead since 2019, the contents of those files is of major public interest, and the more people talk about it, the more interest it generates. When Epstein took his own life back in 2019 while incarcerated, most people figured the whole Lolita Express and those private island escapades died with him. Not so fast. The situation kind of reminds me of that famous 1958 movie, The Blob, the result of a meteor strike in Pennsylvania. Remember, The Blob, an outcome of that meteor strike, took a life of its own and consumed everything around it. We have a blob on our hands. Through the first 6 months of the Trump administration, Democrats tried their best to derail the Trump agenda on immigration, on inflation, on tariffs, on the big beautiful bill. But time after time, their effort proved fruitless, and it appeared the administration had the wind at its back and sailing steadily ahead. That is, until now. When Attorney General Pam Bondi, back in February, inferred the Jeffrey Epstein client list was on her desk, her words, and then the DOJ in a July memo said the list never existed, all hell broke loose. And the administration's attempt to defuse the situation by suggesting the grand jury testimony should be released did little to quash the movement to see those files brought to light. And a good number of those members are MAGA Republicans, so many that a discharge petition offered by Thomas Massie, a Republican of Kentucky, and Ro Khanna, a Democrat out of California, which would force disclosure, will ripen soon, and the House will be forced to vote on it. Discharge petitions usually aren't successful. This one, however, clearly has legs. It's an uncomfortable situation for House Republicans. It's sugar water for hummingbird Democrats. Finally, Democrats have an issue that, at a minimum, will put many Republicans at odds with the White House, and worse, present a potentially embarrassing situation for the administration. It all depends on what's in those files, and there's no way to know until they find sunshine. For the record, I'm for transparency, and in the case involving the child predator Epstein, I believe anyone who participated in the despicable act of molesting underage girls should be held accountable. It matters not to me if they were Republicans or Democrats, nor does it matter if they were wealthy or privileged. The kind of conduct cannot be tolerated under any circumstance, and the public has a right to know if it happened, when it happened, and where it happened, but most importantly, the identity of those engaged in the practice, provided the identity of the victims are protected. Frankly, it's what caused the House this week to cease operations and send members home for the extended August recess. I'd only opine that if the decision to leave early was designed to remove the issue from the public discourse, leadership is about to be painfully disappointed. As we say in Arkansas, this issue ain't going away. The Massie-Khanna petition will ripen while we're out, and unless something dramatic happens before we return, and I mean nothing short of complete disclosure, we will be right back where the recess started come the first week of September. It goes without saying that from a policy perspective, the House majority has had a pretty good first 7 months, so much so that talk of expanding the majority in 2026 is more than aspirational. How we handle the Epstein saga could and should have a major impact on the outcomes of the midterms. We can either look the other way and hope the issue fades, or honor the trust placed in us by the electorate to always seek the truth, no matter the pressure to do otherwise. Again, as we say in Arkansas, let the chips fall where they may. Remember how they killed off the blob in that famous 1958 movie? Well, they froze it. Then they airlifted it to the Arctic. Maybe it's global warming, but the blob may be back in the likeness of the ghost named Jeffrey Epstein. If we're to escape the pressure of this blob, the temperature is going to have to come way down. And remember, we're in the middle of summer in D.C. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.